And we end this hour with another old form translated for the 21st century, contradancing. It's sort of like square dancing, but with long lines of dancers. The music is high energy, and there's a caller giving instruction.
Forward and back, the swimming chain that it's sidetracked. Same women dance to the center, A4.
The band Wild Asparagus is from New England, where contra dancing came to life in the 1700s. And as Marika Partridge reports, contra dance today is enjoying a renaissance thanks to a flourishing youth scene.
Picture a human whirligig, people moving in patterns to live music. They circle, trade places, meet new partners. 10th graders Alex Hamburger and Dylan Greer are enchanted by the experience of contra dance.
It's like a rhythmic swirl of awesomeness and dancing.
Twirly awesomeness?
You're just grooving and it's awesome.
At age 16, Kathleen Fones considers herself more than qualified to describe contra dance. She's been doing it all her life.
You move up and down the line in sync with the music, which is in 8-beat phrases, and the caller tells you like which moves to do and how to do them. It's just amazingly fun.
Everyone is just so friendly, and I just love the eye contact.
That's a new convert, Emily Jawadecker. She's 22. She discovered contra dance just a year ago.
The music is incredible. That's what draws me to the dances. Contra dance has just opened my world.
She says she's made a documentary film about contra dance so she can encourage more young dancers to show up.
Ladies, do-si-do, go once and a half, and swing with the opposite gent.
When he was in college decades ago, David Millstone went to his first contra dance. Now he's 63, and he calls dances all over the country.
The dance seems to be on an upswing again with lots more young people discovering it. In the same way that we did back in the folk scare of the 60s as an alternative to popular culture.
The lines of people morph into new patterns, geometry and motion.
There are certainly some dances that I would really love to be able to see from above because it's absolutely getting this order out of chaos.
Olivia Padovan is 21. She was a toddler when she went to her first dance. Now she's graduated from college with a degree in physics.
You have a mass of people who are going one direction, then all of a sudden you're working with another group of people rotating in a completely different direction. And so it just seems like the inside of a watch.
Other people call it a kaleidoscope, a weaving, a quilting with humans. Then there's the music. Elixir is an innovative young band with a killer horn section. Their music is a draw for John Michael Sangwiler. He's 21, a self-described contra gypsy.
You get to really be energetic and be with people and be with girls. That's kind of what most guys my age are probably here for.
John Michael Sangwiler drove over 100 miles and paid $9 to be with girls and to hear a favorite new band. Perpetual Emotion. Their instruments are electronic. They use samples and loops. This is not traditional contra dance music. Yet David Millstone, the old-time caller, relishes the evolution.
Young people tattooed and pierced and just from our old folks' point of view looking like, who are these kids playing great old-time music? We're starting to see some young callers. So I think the future's in good shape.
And it's a future that includes techno-contra and even raves. For NPR News, I'm Marika Partridge.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banizak, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Franklin Cater. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes.
The staff includes Theo Balcom, Art Silverman, Steve Proffitt, Melissa Gray, Graham Smith, Carol Klinger, Chelsea Jones, Viet Le, and Gabe O'Connor. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin.
The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.